In him were created all things, in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Above the head of Jesus on the cross was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." But in Jerusalem, indeed all over the country of Palestine, in Rome, all around the city, in the Italian peninsula, in the entirety of the Roman Empire, from the British Isles throughout Central and Western Europe, from North America and North Africa to Turkey and the Middle East, from the borders of India and Asia, that Roman Empire of the first century AD had as its symbol and standard the Roman eagle. The eagle stood high above buildings, it stood high on the banners that marched with its legions, and beneath the Roman eagle were the initials SPQR, initials for the Latin Senatus Populusque Romanus, which means the Senate and the people of Rome. It was there to remind every nation that it conquered and every people that it governed who owned them, who was Lord and Master over them. It was the Senate and the people of Rome. And her emperor at the time of Jesus, the divine Tiberius Caesar, was her god, second only to Jupiter, the father of the gods. But over the course of the next two centuries, the tight and powerful grip of the mighty empire would be released, and the empire's face would change dramatically under a new standard, a new symbol. The eagle would come down, and in its place would be the cross of Jesus Christ. And instead of the initials SPQR would be INRI, which we see on top of our crucifixes, which means Jesus Nazoreanus Rex Judaeorum, Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews, as written by the Roman Pontius Pilate. But think about it. This vast and mighty empire, crafted through the greatness of human might, engineered by the greatest human intellect, governed by laws formed from the greatest human thinkers and philosophers, this empire obedient to the superstitious beliefs and practices of a human imagination that developed a pagan religion of false gods and goddesses, all of it destroyed by something far greater than itself, which it tried over and over again to destroy, the name and the faith of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. For 1,000 years or more after that, brothers and sisters, adherence to the gospel and the commandments of God helped to shape European and later American civilization. And through us, it helped to develop and shape other parts of the world for the better. We didn't always do it perfectly, but still we understood our mission. We had a mandate from the Lord Jesus himself to feed the hungry, to instruct the uneducated, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to visit and to heal the sick. He commands us to admonish and reconcile sinners, to worship God in fullness of truth, and to serve one another with honor and respect in purity, chastity, generosity. We are to be a people who proclaim the truth and live in peace. We, as subjects of Christ the King, have been chosen by Christ himself to build his kingdom upon earth. As he tells us, the kingdom of God is within us. It all starts here, with our baptism into Christ Jesus, being joined to him by the power of the Holy Spirit, and through us, his church, he continues to live and be active and work in the world. The kingdom of God is within, and it is built by us, around us. We are to be a light to all the nations. As St. Paul writes to us, God the Father has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from the power of darkness, and he has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. But sadly, in the past two centuries or so, there's been a gradual, sometimes even violent removal of Christ from Christian civilization in Europe and in America. And we've seen it rapidly in the past 50 years. It's become more and more evident in our societies that we have become quite secular. We've abandoned Christian belief, we've abandoned Christian practice, and because of that, we've become more and more materialistic. We've become more atheist. We've become geo and anthrocentric. In other words, we are focused more on this world and on human beings. Point in case. We worry far more about climate change and the burning up of the earth than people's souls burning in hell. We worry more about secular human rights and freedoms instead of policies that really do bring about true human progress. In other words, we have deviated from God and his law, and we have found ourselves devoid of anything good. Please remember, there is no way for the kingdom of grace and the kingdom of sin to be reconciled. One of them is going to conquer. Sin is going to try repeatedly, but sin will always fail. Grace, however, will prevail, because Christ, who is once dead, lives forever. We must then be on the side of grace. As Jesus reminds us, whoever is not with me is against me. As a result of the secularization of the world, we find greater fear, instability, anger, and hatred in the world, along with greed and a thirst for power among world leaders. Remember, human effort alone, no matter how intelligent we think we are, can never bring peace and stability. Only grace and faith can do that. But still, we gripe, we complain, we argue, and we yammer on about the nation, about the world, politics, and politicians, but we do nothing about it. My dad had a cousin who lived in Eunice. He had open-heart surgery for major blockage, and as he got better, his doctor told him to get some mild exercise a few times a week to kind of get his heart pumping and his blood flowing again. Well, if you might remember, there used to be a grocery store in Eunice called Johnson's Superette that had good boudin and good cracklings. Well, this cousin lived not too far down the road from Johnson's Superette, and he took his doctor's advice. He'd walk to the store, buy a few cracklings, and then walk back home and eat them. As he told my dad, "Je marche et je mange. I eat and I walk." Okay. He was kind of defeating the purpose. And the same thing happens. We can't go halfway. You can't be half sick and half well. He was trying to get well, but eating things that could bring him back to square one again. And likewise, we can't do that. We can't be half Christian, half pagan, and expect our lives to improve. So yes, we can go to church each and every weekend, and that's great. That's wonderful. But how are we living our lives throughout the rest of the week? Do we continue to pray each and every day, praying for our own daily conversion, the conversion of our family, our friends, our community, to pray for the conversion of our state, our nation, our world? Are we encouraging others by our words and by our example to lead good lives and to follow Christ? Or are we too embarrassed and ashamed to be seen as people who live fully Christian lives? Do we support pro-life and pro-Christian public efforts? Are we going to confession as often as we can when it's available? Are we avoiding sin? Are we avoiding the occasion of sin? Are we protesting anti-Christian efforts? Do we vote for pro-life, pro-family, pro-country candidates for office? Do we seek out men and women of good moral quality, good ethics, uncompromised faith and integrity, and just good sense to be our leaders? Are we living and acting as though Jesus Christ is indeed truly our King? In absolutely everything. Is Jesus truly our King? If not, I promise you, because history has proven it, every one of our human efforts produced apart from him will not only come to a complete failure, but will also become a disaster of dangerous and deadly proportions. But Jesus Christ offers us something different. He offers us a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, the kingdom of justice, love, and peace under his rule. And that kingdom is within each one of us, if only we subject ourselves to him. How worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, glory and wisdom, strength and honor. To the Son of David, the King of Israel, to the Son of God the Father, and King of the universe, belong glory and power forever and ever. Amen.